Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back to Late Great SRV, 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's also available on Amazon, as is my new book, The Third Ingredient. And you can get both of those there. And the new website for the new book is going to be available any second now. We have a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Joel Barker. This is his 12th anniversary. Joel, 12 years ago this month, you joined us for the first time. And I just want to thank you for 12 great years.
It has been delightful 12 years. We've had a lot of fun.
We have, and you've made us so much smarter, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, all the great wisdom and the things that you brought us to the future, including graphene. I can't stop talking about graphene. Everywhere I turn, I want to use graphene as an example of implications, which is another thing you taught us about. So graphene is this other another two-dimensional material that's even though it's been around for forever, we've only recently discovered it, right?
Exactly. The discovery was made in the early 2000s by a British university with Russian professors, and they both, the professors who did it both got Nobel Prizes. That's how important it is.
Yeah.
The thing that's been interesting, Jim, is as we have kind of evolved with graphene, every month something comes up that is startling, that is like, I didn't know you could do that. And so we really have tracked the history. Our conversations are the history of graphene becoming commercialized and becoming useful in many areas. And I've got a new one for you. So this is a university.
Let me stop you for a second.
Yep.
Up to now, folks, graphene application, I've always thought of it as being something very delicate, very sophisticated, very high tech, very something really unique, where nothing, it kind of filled in a gap that nobody's ever filled into before, and now this new application is not like that, any of that at all, is it?
No, and that's a really good lead into it because it shows how broadly this stuff can be used. So University of Exeter has been working on techniques for making concrete stronger, and somebody said, why don't we mix some graphene in with it? I mean, this is like you're making a malt and you're saying, let's add blueberries to it to see what's here, right? So they did. And they figured out a way to kind of suspend the flakes in the mixture so that we'd be properly spaced, you know, throughout the mix. And when they hardened it up and put it together, they found a 146% increase in compressive strength. And that's the really important thing about concrete is compression.
What about
146% improvement?
What about the stress factor? Because you know, concrete concrete needs to have reinforcement in it to tie it all together.
Yeah. Well.
It wants
to be compressed, not flexed.
Right, right.
But with graphene, the standard concrete became 79%, almost 80% increase in flexural strength.
Wow.
So it could take that pressure.
Wow. So the cost of the graphene could be offset by the cost of the rebar.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the other thing. It reduced permeability of the water by 400%, which means it protects the concrete from water infiltration and damage.
Wow.
So longer lasting concrete, lighter weight concrete, and then the thing that blew me away was it looks like when you do that, you can reduce your other building materials by 50% and have the same strength that you had before.
Think about that for infrastructure budgets. Now, quickly, Joel, I want to get over to this Swedish highway, Swedish Electric Highway.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Don't mention anything about graphene. I want you to tell us about the highway first.
The Swedes have been working on charging cars as they're driving on the freeway.
Yeah.
So they built a 2-kilometer track and practiced and said, you know, this kind of works. And now they put a strip by their airport where there's a truck that goes back and forth and recharges itself as it's driving. And so it's kind of like laying a little thin track. Well, if you ever did the slot cars, if you think about slot cars, and that same kind of deal. You would be driving along the freeway. Your car would say, charging track coming up, a little kind of antenna would swing down from underneath your car that would be about an inch and a half above the the freeway and above this electric strip, and you would recharge your car while you were driving over
the track. Unlike the electric streetcars, except for on the bottom instead of on the top.
Perfect example. Example. Not unlike, except one other interesting thing. They don't do the highway all the way. They just do it in locations.
Now,
it's not like we got to do the whole highway system.
Before we run out of time, I want to tie those two together. One of the first things you told us was that graphene was an amazing conductor of electricity.
Yes.
So now we build a highway out of graphene reinforced concrete, and the whole darn thing becomes a charger.
Oh, that's good. I don't know if that can be done because of the connections, but it's something to think
about. Joel, that's the story,
That's
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because that's an innovation at the verge, bringing all this stuff together. One other thing we can add is if the car is being built out of graphene, it's much lighter, therefore it takes less energy to run.
Well, the car is out of graphene,
the
battery is out of graphene, the whole car, and it becomes one with a highway that's stronger and it's electrified, and holy mackerel. That's starting to get it. Folks, these innovations on the verge are starting to come together in the middle, and this is going to be a lot of exciting things coming at us, and I'm so proud of the fact that we have Joel Barker to bring these things to us way before they happen, so you and I can find them as opportunities when they get closer, not as disruptions. That's the main reason why we have Joel here, besides the fact he's a pretty cool dude. Tintail, right back to these messages. JoelBarker.com. Don't forget to check out his website. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.